MARISA stands for Marquette-Alger Regional Educational Service Agency, which is a long name, but we service the local school districts here in Marquette and Alger County. And my students are students that are 18 to 26 years old with cognitive disabilities, autism, hearing and visual impairments. And the locals, after they turn 18, may come to the students may come to our program. And we work on communication and social skills using the community as our springboard.
And Vicki, tell us a little bit about what's happening coming up.
Well, this is the 12th annual snowmobile ride at the dry dock. We start the ride, it's February 15th. We have everybody come to the dry dock at 8 o'clock in the morning to sign up for the ride. You can ride in snowmobiles and go along to the local businesses to collect a poker hand and come back to the dry dock to participate in all the raffles and silent auction items. And those all start at 4 o'clock.
And this is a fundraiser for MARISA for the transition program. And it's also an opportunity for people to get their sleds out and go ride.
Yeah, and you don't have to have a sled to ride in the event. You can also ride by car and just come to the dry dock and support the cause. Last year, I think we raised a little over $7,000 for the event.
It was awesome.
And we hope this year to do the same thing and maybe exceed that amount.
I'm talking to Vicki Hood, who's the owner of the dry dock, and Nancy Isaacson, who's a transition teacher at MARISA. And ladies, I've been privileged to be part of this for a couple of years. And the only reason why I can't do it this year is because I have a basketball game that I've previously committed to. Otherwise, I would be there. But it's a lot of fun, and the party starts right away early and then goes on till later in the evening. Vicki?
Yes. At 4 o'clock, we start the silent auction and raffle items. And this year, we have several items to include laptops, season golf passes, a remote start for your car, portraits. The community has been tremendous in helping out with this event. All the local businesses at Marquette and everyone that participates in it. It's been awesome.
So if you don't have a sled to join in the parade and all that, you can still show up at the dry dock and still take part.
Yes, we hope that we'll have a great response for that.
And Nancy, where's the money going to?
Oh, good question. We use it for activities and supplies for our classroom. Last year, we were able to send one of our transition classes to the Lion King, and it was just an awesome experience. Many of these students, it's the only overnight trip they may go on away from their families, and it was just an exciting event. And they're still singing all the songs from the Lion King, and we're listening to them over and over still. And this year, maybe we'll go to Mackinac Island and maybe ride some bikes and practice some bike riding skills. And maybe we might even get some AmeriCorps workers to help us on tandem bikes. So that'll be exciting.
And it's so important for your students to get this exposure.
It truly is. We have limited opportunities and we embrace this.
Mike Plourd in the studio here, and joining me in the studio is Vicki Hood, who's the owner of the Dry Dock in Harvey, and Nancy Isaacson, who is a transition teacher for MARISA. And Nancy, tell us once again about the transition program, if you would.
We have a couple different transition programs at MARISA that the benefits. The students are 18 to 26 with various disabilities and many, many abilities, I forget to say sometimes. We work on communication and social skills out in the community, and the students come from all the different local school districts in Marquette and Alger counties. And we use the community as a springboard, and we work on independent living, communication skills, social skills, and whatnot. But we are blessed by the Dry Dock and Midway Rentals and Hiawatha Land Snowmobile Club. They put on this wonderful snowmobile benefit so that we can do even more activities with our programs.
And that's so important, too, getting your students out into the public, like you said, using the public as a springboard.
Yes.
For their education. And Vicki, tell us where the dry dock is and how people can contact you.
The dry dock is right in Harvey, across from the fire hall. And our number there is 906-249-3298. So if anyone's interested in participating in this event, it's our 12th annual snowmobile ride. Call the bar for more information or show up at the bar on the day of the event at 8 o'clock for registration. You can ride along in snowmobiles or ride along in cars, or you can just stay back at the bar and wait for them to return and take a look at all the items we have for silent auction and for raffle.
And the one thing you haven't mentioned so far, there's going to be food as well.
Yes, of course. We have the best food at the dry dock.
Yeah, absolutely. I know. And you have the very best pizza, that's for sure. But some of the items, a lot of the items that you have are so very cool. I know you, last year you had a lot of sports items as well.
Yeah, we have a number of items. There's sports mirrors and several different things. We have laptop this year, golf season pass at Gunsis Homestead Golf Course.
Oh, wow.
Remote starter for your car, jewelry from several different businesses in town. Different portraits, and a lot of Marquette local community things.
The dry dock is in Harvey across from the fire hall. And once again, Vicki, the phone number and how people can contact you.
906-249-3298.